Beis Medrash, Beis Knesses, or Beis Knesses, Beis Knesses, the Shomri B'manol, you're allowed to wear a shoe, is Ad Yalav B'manol, Uleheter, about what are you saying, you're allowed to spit in the shul? Because you're making a little limud, you're allowed to wear shoes in the shul. Who would then you can spit in the shul? The kash was fakad, nail would make a pandria, less than not from a shortcut. Well, Esser, and to answer it. The same way you're not allowed to make a shortcut in the shul, maybe not allowed to spit in the shul either. The Teretz says, no. Elo amarova ki besa. The Teretz says, the shul is like your house. Ma besa, just like your house. Akapandivya kopirinish. People are marked by a person shouldn't come through your house to make a shortcut. You're living in your house, you don't like people to come in, to go in one way, go out the back way, just to make a shortcut. Amarakiko manala kopit. People are not marked by to spit in their own house. Is in the kopirinish. And they're not marked by to wear shoes in their own house. Is that basic nessus? End of the basic nessus. Is Kapan Yehuda Yosef? It's only makbid not to make a shortcut. Rikiko Manul Shari, but you're allowed to spit and wear shoes in the basic nessus. Why? Because people are not makbid on it. So this is good in the Gemara's times where the floors, they didn't have rugs and they didn't have fancy floors. They had dirt. Always the floor was a dirt floor. No, the taka not makbid to spit. Abu Nazareth, this man is that taka where people are makbid not to spit in their own house. Avadu Khuri shouldn't spit in the shul either. The only Gemara says the heter is because the Gemara's times there was a shriach to spit in your own house. So Mili can spit in the shul also. But the Chura today, that we're marked but not to spit in the house, the Chura shouldn't spit in the shul either.
Kol chayt mei bracha sheva mikdash. Was it there, Chumashia? In the base of Mikdash, when they made a bracha, they had a special nusach. They used to say bracha to Hashem min olam v'yad olam, and then instead of answering amen, they would answer baruch Hashem kvod malchus el olam v'od. Mori asked the kasha, kol kach loma. How come they have such a different shinu in the Beis Hamikdash, a different nusach habracha? And also, how come the amen is different? They don't say amen. They answer baruch Hashem kvod. Lefi she'en ayin amen b'mikdash. Because you don't say amen in the Beis Hamikdash. When we know, how do we know this klal she'en ayin amen b'mikdash? That in the Beis Hamikdash, you don't answer amen after the brachas. A lot of Rishonim, the Rashba, and the Mirror learn, they don't talk about the brachas of Shmon Esrei. When they said Shmon Esrei in the Beis Hamikdash, the Shriach Tzibur, they didn't answer Amen after his bracha. He used to say a special bracha, and at the end they would say, Baruch Hashem for Machus Olam V'od. Shenema, what's the right? The Pasuk says, Kumu Baruch Hu Hashem Olakechem, get up and bless Hashem Olakechem, min Olam Ad Olam. This was the Nusach HaBracha, will soon say, they used to say in the Beis Hamikdash, HaBracha to Hashem Olakechem Melech Olam, min Olam V'yad Olam. The Omer, what they answer back, Yivorchu Hashem Kvaidecho Umeroyma Makol Bruachol Sehila. So this Yivorchu used to answer back as Yivorchu Hashem Kvaidecho means to answer back Baruch Hashem Kvaidechosai Lielam Vuit. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Yivorchu Hashem Kvaidecho, that means Baruch Hashem Kvaidechosai Lielam Vuit. I mean, that's what they used to answer back. How did they make the bracha in the Beis Hamikdash? Oimer baruch ato Hashem Elokei Yisrael min olam v'yad ha'olam, and then they ended off the bracha either chayin hadas or roifa cholim. But they said it Elokei Yisrael min olam v'yad ha'olam. That's what they added in the Beis Hamikdash. Before us put a sefta she'tiknu min olam v'yad ha'olam lohidia. Where they put this to teach us she'in olam azel lifnei olam habo klum. There's no real difference in olam azel and olam habo. It's one step after another step. I was surprised on the fair track then, like a gate, and a foyer until you come into the main dining room. Kleima, hinago brachaisa b'olam hazeh, be rogol in saying brachis n'olam hazeh. Kidei lias regidim n'olam haba, shekulu yorach. Kidei you'll be rogol to go into olam haba, and there you'll also be giving shvach back to the Eibishter. So be rogol in saying brachis in this world, that you'll take the brachis with you and you'll say them again n'olam haba. That's what he used to say, min olam v'yad olam. From this world to next world, we're still going to be saying brachas. And they used to answer back in the base of Midrash, baruch Hashem k'voy machus el olam v'ed. So the Gemara, yochol kol ha-brachas kulon, te'elhem tilachas, maybe wait till after all the brachas, till you finish Shmon Esrei, the Shliach Tzibur, and then you answer just once, baruch Hashem k'voy machus el olam v'ed, and all the brachas. Talmud Loima, the Pasuk says, Loima Makol Brachu Siva. It means Akol Brachu Brachu Tein Latila. If to every bracha you're supposed to answer back, like we answer Amen, and the Beis Hamikdash, they answered back, Baruch Hashem Kvoy Machus El Olam Vuret. Shrashi Tila Achas, Sheyanu Pam Achas, Baruch Hashem Kvoy Machus El Olam Vuret. That's why I would think maybe Akol HaBrachas, Besoy Brach HaChreina, at the end of the last bracha you'll make, they'll answer one time Baruch Hashem, Kamashtron Apostik, no, Akol Brachu Brachu Tein Latila. If to every bracha you say Baruch Hashem. But as man is there, we just answer Amen, if to every bracha. And the Mishnah says, "It's kinu shei adam sheol b'shalom chaberi." So when you say shalom aleichem to somebody, you're allowed to give shalom to him and say Hashem's name. You're allowed to use Hashem's name by giving somebody shalom, like a bracha. And Zemar brings down a few psukim. My v'yoyim. What do we need a second pasuk for? You have one pasuk that boyis. Tichitaim mo boyis midaita denafshei komar. Boyis did it by himself, and there's nothing to learn from him. We can't learn out from him. We can't learn out from Boyez. It's first the Mishnah brought down the pasuk from Boyez. Shinema v'hinei Boyez bo mi beis lechem v'yoyim alakaitzrim Hashem imchem. So Hashem should be with you. You see, Boyez used the Lashon Hashem when he gave like to greet people. So then the boss, v'yoyim alay yivarechcha Hashem. Then the Mishnah is another pasuk. Hashem imcha gibra chayil. Is the question, what do we need another pasuk for? What's wrong with the first pasuk from Boyez? So Teretz says, maybe Boyez didn't meet Dait and he came on out from him. So Hashema, another pasuk says that the Malach said, Hashem imcha gibra chayil. That the Malach also started off speaking with Hashem's name, imcha rachayil. Imcha gibra chayil. Rashi. To Hashema, the garmina mi Malach. That the Malach told Gidon. So Tzurai, like the Malach does, it's min Hashemayim, it's supposed to be done. It's Tzurai, you're allowed to say Hashem's name. V'chi teimam, man, you can't learn out from the Malach. Malach hu deko amalei le Gidon. It was only the Malach telling Gidon, but not anybody. Shashi v'chi teimam, Malach hu deko amalei le Gidon. Kleimar, loy shoel b'shloimoy. It's not the pshat the Malach first gave like Shalom Aleichem to Gidon, and he said Hashem's name. Vulei Baruch, we didn't give him a bracha. Elo, what did the Malach do? The Shlichus Komar, Mies Hamokim Levasroi, Shashchini Moi, Legamini Minei. This was a Shliach. The Malach was going to tell Gidon that Hashem is with you. But it has nothing to do with giving someone Shalom Aleichem and saying Hashem's name. Tor Shema, bring another riot. For Pasuk Mishle says, Al Tobuz Ki Zokne Imech. Apostle Pshan, this, the Suda says, that even if your mother gets old, don't be mavazer from, no matter what she tells you, what she says, even though she's getting old, she may sound a little senile, you're not allowed to be mavazer, she's still your mother. Hey, it's our tovah, don't be mavazer, your mother, ki zokna imechon, your mother gets older. So we dashen from this, that Rashi, toshma, our tovah, ki zikna imech, we dashen, our tovah, es boys. Like, don't be mavazer, don't say we can't learn out from boys. Loima midaiti yosir. Maybe Boyez, and he said Shalom Aleichem with Hashem's name, he did it midaiti with his own thinking, and it's wrong. Elo, the pshat is limod mizikne Yisroel. You're supposed to learn out what Zikne Yisroel did. Ki yesh toya misha yismach. Shenemar, it's lasus l'Hashem efeim otor secha. So this pasuk is saying, like, our tovus don't think that Boyez, the Zikne of Boyez, did something with his own das. No, he did it with the Rotzon Hashem, and you're allowed to say Shalom Aleichem with Hashem's name. The Yomer, a Raya for this is, or a Heter for this is, Eis Lassus Lashem, certain times he's supposed to do things, L'Shem Hashem, Heferu Sarasecha, even though it means, looks like you're going to negate the Torah. Like here, you would think saying Hashem's name in vain, Tam giving Shom Hashem Aleichem, is to negate the Torah. Kamashma no, Eis Lassus Lashem, you're right to do it. Omar Rovo, Haikro, this last pasuk of Eis Lassus Lashem, certain times you do what Hashem wants, even though Heferu Terasecha, you could dash this pasuk two ways. Meresh Lesefa, from the beginning to the end, you could dash in it, Midrash, and Misefa Leresh Midrash. You could dash in it from backwards forwards, you could also dash in it. What does that mean? Meresh Lesefa, you could dash in it from the beginning to the end, Midrash, it says Eis Lassus Lashem, you're supposed to do what Hashem wants, my tam, why? Mishum Heferu Terasecha. Satrashi, in boys, lidrash, limikra, zeh, yeshkachol, adar, shuyakra, bein, miksivosa, bein, baba, both ways. Resh, lesefa, islas, lashem, mishum, hefer, means eaten. Heim, lashem, lasis, mishpat, peronius, leyoivre, ritsoine, mishum, hefer, terasecha. His eighth lasses Lashem means certain times Hashem gives a pronius, gives an einish to people. Why? Because they did averus, they went connected to the Torah, that's why Hashem gives them pronius. That's one way to dashen. Now, misteful ratio, we dashen backwards. Heferu teresecha, mishumais lasos. Medrash heferu teresecha. Sometimes you're allowed to go like kenega what the Torah says. My time, why? Mishumais lasos Lashem. Certain times, like there's a heroic show, you have a special hutta to do something, even though it's wrong, for a good purpose, it's mutter. So, Drashi, misteful ratio, heferu teresoi, misoiso ritsoni. Could go in Elio Bahar Carmel, just like Elio Anovi did Bahar Carmel. Shehikri Bibomo, he was makriv by a bomber, and it's also given makriv on the bombers. Bishas Isra bombers. Then what he do it for? Mishrim the eighth, last is Siyak, the Gedda be Yisrael, the Shmoish Lakodesh Borchu. There's a certain time Shevehete, even though it's not very to make a bomber, and this man Isra by bombers, he did it to show everybody, Kashem Hulakim, Hashem Hulakim, it did Lashem Shemaim, it's mutter to do it. Tanya Hillas Lokalimir. Bishas Hamachnisin teaser. When everybody is machnis taking you in, then you spread out. But Rashi, Bishas Hamachnisin means Shein Chach Mehador Mabitsim Terul Tamidim. His Tigbele Mador are only learning for themselves. The Machnisim are only taking care of themselves. They're not learning for the Tzibur Bimabits Terul. Then the answer is teaser, the Rashi. Ato, Lishnos Latamidim. Then you should go and learn with Tamidim. You Bimabits Terul. Mashen came b'shas ha-mefazrim, when the Gedolei Ador are b'marbis Torah, they have a lot of yeshivas, a lot of talmidim, it's chinos, that if you're a Talmud Chochem, you have a right just to learn for yourself. Trashi b'shas ha-mefazrim, min sha-gedolim she-bador ma-bitzim Torah, so there is ha-botus ha-Torah, people are learning Torah b'rabin, then chinos, ata, you gotta learn for yourself privately. V'lei titol shror aleihim, you don't medavka have to become like a Rebbe, or be a shror, or be a leader. The Av Zul Chvod Shemayim He Lecha the Mid Hanover. It's also Shem Shemayim to be an Onuv. Of Sivayis Lasos LaHashem Eferu Terasecha. So if there are enough Malamdim, enough people teaching Torah, then you can afford to learn for yourself. Of Abim Risa Dor Shatara Chavivolov. If you find a door that the Moshor said is going on the Tamidim, that Tamidim want to learn, you have people loving Torah, then Pizer. Then you're supposed to go out to be Marbis Torah and learn with them. Shenema yesh mefaziv enoisif. You should go out and spread, and you'll be meisif more. Trashu v'imroy yisdor shein haterich. Zweite. Or v'imroy yisdor shein haterich chaviv olov. If you have a generation that the people don't want to learn, they don't have the terich of it, they don't love to learn terich, then chinos, you're not mechuyev to go out and learn with them when they're mevayish you, then don't learn with them. Chinos, stay to yourself. Shenema eis lasas lashem eferu terasecho. If it's a shame Shemayim, then you let it be made for a Teresecha. Trashiv Yimroy is Dor, Shein HaTerech Avivu Olov, Kinos. V'yal Tito Terech, Divrei Terech Levizoyim. Don't go to learn people, they don't want to learn, and they'll just be Mavazio, they'll make fun of the learning. So no one needs to teach them then. Heferu Teresecha Melefazro means don't go and be Marbis to Terech. Be sure Shakinos Hashem Shemayim. If the reason why you're not teaching them is Hashem Shemayim, because you hope right now this door is not interested in learning, they're just going to be Mavaz of the Torah, then you'll have to go out to learn with them. Dorish Bakapora. Zula, if merchandise is very cheap, kibbutz kona minei. Go and chaperine buy a lot right now. Vosa kona minei. Buy a lot now. Satrashi. Hachigasin, in Zola's kibbutz kona minei. In Roya's Pramakti, you see some merchandise. The zoo, it's very cheap right now. A kibbutz, get together, the konim, and buy a lot of it. The yosef, and hold on to it. Shaseful asyaka, teach you how to do business. Later on, you'll be able to, the price will go higher, you'll be able to sell it at a better price. So you have a good deal, buy it now, and hold on to it to sell it for later. Right, the biyosef, the last gavar, tamon heavy gavar. A place where nobody's there to be the rebbe, to be the reshiva, nobody's there, you take over. Omer Abaya. Shema mean if he has a raya of a biyasa, these gavra, if you have somebody there ready, come on, they have a gavra. You don't have to be the person, and don't make tzaras. If somebody's there ready, the shror, you have a rov there ready, you don't have to become a second rov. For the more pshita, they have a, don't have to come there, they have one already. Trashi pshita, or the abaya. Lomali pshita, shlo yoyra, or the malach of ne rabbi. If you have a rebbe there ready, you shouldn't be more malach in front of him. What do you have to have this raya for? That if a rebbe is there ready, you shouldn't go and pass him there. Afilu, you and the Rav there already are both Shavu B'Shavu. So maybe you think, I'm Shavu with him, I should yet pass him. Kamashkla, no, since he's there first, he has the right to do it. Rashi B'Shashneim Shavim, in boys B'Mokim Talmud Chochem. V'yayna Godel Mimenu, you're not greater than him. Al Titol, Al Torah, Lidre from Koimai. Don't you become the Torah, the head, the crown, and teach in front of him. Let him do it. Dorash Bakapora. Ezel Parsha Ketane Shekol Gufei Torah Tluyim Bo. What's a very important Parsha of the Torah? Pasuk says in Mishlei, V'chol D'Rochecho D'Eyo, everything you do, you should remember Hashem. V'yasher Orchasecho. And who make all your Orchasecho, all the ways you go, Yosher, who make it right. So Rashi, Behold, Rechecha means Afilu Lav Ravera. Anything you do, even by doing an Avera, is the Eyu. Remember Hashem. Tain Lev, put your heart to it. In Tzarech Mitzvah, if it's a Tzarech Mitzvah, then you have better to do it. Kagain Eliyo Bahar Carmel. Over Alei. Eliyo Bahar Carmel, he was Makiv a Korban on a Bummer, even though it was Osir. But still, Avadi, Behold, Rechecha Deil, he remembered Hashem. And he held out Kvoit Shemayim, the teacher everybody of Hashem, who in Lakim was Kedai to do it. Omar Rova, Afilu Dvar Avera, like we're saying, even Amor, if you do an Avera, of a Bimachashe before, if you should do it or not. Dorish Bar Kaporo, Loilom Yilmot Odom Es Benoi Umnus Nekiya Vakala. Should always teach your son a good trade, a Nekiya, a clean one, not to have to steal money, clean one, clean from Gezel. The college should be an easy business to do. Mahi, what's this easy panos, or this easy trade you teach your son? Omar Rav Chizba, Machto de Tam Yusa, a way of stitching, to be a good tailor. That's an umna nikiy of a kala. Shashi Machto Tam Yuya, Brusha Shun, Shea Tzfirois Asuyas Shura Shuris Ketalmi Mana. They're made like the way you plant seeds in a long row, that's the way you know how to sow. So that's a good umna, good umnis. And we have before, if a person doesn't have an umnis, he'll be poor, is safe for laughing as a briya, so go to steal. So you have to make sure you'll have some way of making a panosa. Tanya, Rabbi Yoimeh lo'olam al yirba odom rei matech beisik. Amol, even though it's good to have friends, to have too many friends, Amol is no good. It's al yirba odom rei matech beisik. Don't have too many friends coming in at your house. Shenemar ishreim lehisrei e'ah. Even though Poshup Shan the Pasuk is Ishraim, if you have friends, Lishreya, they'll be friendly to you. And the Poshup Shan the Pasuk, it's a good thing for you. Rashi's Vidashno, Rebalda says two ayins, and means Amol Levi Ra also. Rashi's Lisroya Lisroitse, so come to argue. So Amol, even though you have a lot of people together, you come to a session, start talking, before you know it, you get into an argument, you start arguing one with the other. So too many is no good. Tanya Rebbe Yoimer, Al Yimna Odom Apotropis Patech Beisei. Don't appoint an apotropis somewhere to take care of your household. You do it yourself. Shalmole Lemina Poitifara. As Yosef Apotropis, but there's basically Labol Yosef Dover. As if it wasn't that he was a man of Yosef for the Apotropis, he wouldn't have come to the Bizoyan, to the Nisoyan, to what happened. Trashi Apotropis, Machnis Samoits Nechos, have somebody take care of your Nechosin. Yeah. Tanya Rabbi Yoimel, Lomo Nismacho Pashis Nozir La Pashis Soita. Why is a Torah in Pashis Nozir after it says that Pashis of Nozir, it says the Indian of Soita? Loimeloch. She called a royal soita the kula. If anybody sees a soita, you see the miskred, what happens to this isha, is yazer atzim in a yayin. Right away, put yourself into a matzav of nazirus, take yourself away from the moisus. In some ways, it's vakeret. If you see the kook, what happens to a soita, so from that alone, you should learn out of Musa. What do you have to become a nazir for? Well, it's vakeret. If you see a soita, I mean, it teaches you from. If you see you could do things bad, that means you go bossy yataivis too much. So Mela, watch yourself, that's the parasha of Noza, don't go bossy yataivis. Person sees the yataivis to drink too much yayin. So the yetzer is, be a nozer, not to drink wine. I got a tremendous limit from a nozer. A nozer really, he's called a chayte. So if he stops drinking wine for 30 days, which he's mitzayir himself, really he's not at that madreka to stay that way. He can't stay for not drinking wine at all. He has a tremendous time to drink wine. But they to tell the Torah gives you an eitzah. Now you stop a little bit. It's for a certain amount of time, stop, go above your madrega. Pick yourself up a high madrega. Not to drink for 30 days. So I call upon him at the end, when you come back to normal and drink, you won't drink the way you drank before. Call upon him when you come down again and you come down halfway. Hey, to go up a little bit is not a good eitzah. You never get there. You have to take a big shot and hold yourself back to do something even though you know you can't stay at that madrega. But at the end, for the end of the 30 days, when you come to normal again, you won't drink the same amount of yain, you won't have the same taiva. A person has the truma and he keeps it for himself. The somachle, the pasuk says right away, ish ish kishis te ishtoi, that his wife becomes a saita. Or say, what's the halachas of the saita? The hevi ish es ishtoi, he has to bring his wife to the kohen and he has to make a drink the mehamarim. So this is a chet, since you didn't give truma at the end, me did not come back to use the kohen for the saita. V'lo yoi el esayv shenitzrach lehem. You'll have to name it yourself. Shenema v'yishesh kadeshav lo yiyah means it'll be to you. So Rashi says it goes in Meiser Oni, that you become such an Oni later, you yourself will have to come on to take money from other people. Amar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, v'yem nos non, b'lo yitzu, you do give your matnas kuni, you do give tzedakah, you give your truma, yisayf mesasha, then you yourself become rich. Shenema, ish asher yitein l'koyin, lo yiyah. If you give to the kohen, then loy to you, you'll have. Means loy ye mom and harbor, you'll have back a lot of money. And that's the nisoyin of stocker. And more people say, I give stock, I'll lose out. Really, it's not that way. The more stock you give, the more you get back. Is loy ye mom and harbor, you'll eventually have more money from that stocker. Joshi loy ye ye? Laatsmi stocker. Omer Alfuneh Bab Rachia, Mishum Rebeleza Kapper. Hey, so if you have tsar, some pains, and you mishtatev shem shemayim, means you mekabel olive by avol. If you have, like Rashi says, mishtatev shem shemayim b'tzaroi, shemavorech ala ruah, like the Mishnah said, if things bad happen to you, you have to make a bracha. Kishem shemavorechem ala toivah, kach mavorechem ala ra. You have to say dain emes. Inami shemavakash rachm lefonav, you mispal to Hashem. It means you mekabel it, you mekabel Hashem does to you, there's a reason why he's doing it, you mekabel. So the chuzay is kaiflay panasosay. At the end, you'll come out with double amount of money. You'll gain on the deal. Shenema v'hoya shadai b'tzorecha. If Hashem is with you in your tzoris, the kesef tuafas l'cho, and money like will fly to you. You'll have double amount of money. Rashi toyafas means loshin kfeila, double amount. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni yomah panasosam ufefas loyd kitzipur. Your panasa, your money will like fly into you. The money will fly to you. Now this midah, but when something bad happens to you, you makabel it. You makabel Hashem is doing it to you for a reason, and you make a bracha. Baruch dain lemes. But schuz there, you'll get back panosim. Amar Rav Tovi, Amar Rav Yashia, kol hamarapa atzam medivrei Torah. If somebody's marapa, means he has a rifkin. He takes it easy. He doesn't learn shtar. Is ein by koyach lama b'yom tzara. When things bad will happen to you, you won't be able to stand up. Shenemar hisrafisa b'yom tzara tzar kechecheko. It made you very weak. Because you were misrapa, it took it easy. By learning, you became weak. Trashi hisrafis means v'divrei Torah b'yom tzara tzar kechecheko. If you're misrapa and don't learn Torah shtark, then when it comes to eis tzara, you'll be very weak. Omravami b'amato mashmu v'afilu mitzvachas. Even if you don't do one mitzvah b'shleimish, take it easy with. Also, you won't have koyach b'yom tzara. Shenemar hisrafis mikomokim. It's any type of rifyin you have, taking it easy, they'll make it b'yom tzara, you won't have koyach. Shash yafilu mitzvachas. In nisrafim mimeno kishabol yodoy, v'loichosh lesasei bo isa koyach. It'll take away your koyach. Shrafis mikomokim after mitzvachas mashma. Omer Rav Safra, Omer Rav Safra, Rabbi Yavu Hevi Mishtoi, he used to say over, that Kishayored Chanina ben Achai, and Rabbi Yeshua Legoyla, when the Chanina ben Achai, Yeshua went to Golis, went to Bavel, he was Mavishonim there in Golis, in Bavel. He made an Ibriyo. The Koveya Chadoshim Chutzloritz, and he used to be Koveya when Rosh Chodesh was in Chutzloritz. Shogu Achra, so the Tamidim from Eretz Yisrael didn't like it. We'll soon see it. Halacha it's also Halacha you can only be Kaveya the Chadoshim and Yibushonim in Eretz Yisrael. So Shogu Achra Shnei Tamidim Chachamim. So from Eretz Yisrael they sent to him two Tamidim Chachamim, Reb Yosef ben Kippur, Uben benoy shem tchaye ben kvuto. They send two talmidim to tell them, like, what you're doing is wrong. Is kiven shiro susuna tchanina. So these two talmidim oisam omalehem lama bosim. First, he asked them, what are you coming for? Give me tzaras or to learn? Omulei, they told them, no, luma terabon. We're coming to learn Torah. They tell them to give him tzaras, you throw him out. So they told them first, we're coming to learn Torah by you. In Mel, he heard you coming to learn by me. In Tichriz Aleim, so Rabbi Chanina told on them, he gave Hachroz, he announced, Anoshim Halolu Gudeli Abdor, these people coming from Eretz Yisrael are great people. Hain, V'yavoyseyem, Shimshum Beis HaMikdash. Them and their fathers were Meshamish in the Beis HaMikdash. Choyster Shishanina, like we learned, Zechai Ben Kvutom, Oy Mahabi Pomim Karisil Lefonov, V'seifa Daniel. As in the Beis HaMikdash, he used to learn Sefer Daniel. And Zechai Ben Kvutom, one of his Talmidim, Choma came, was his son. Was Chanina, then Achai, was we have Yosef and Kippur, Uben Bunosh and Zechai Ben Kvutom. So Zechai Ben Kvutom's son was one of his Talmidim Choma coming now. So Chanina said, these two Talmidim Choma are great people, and their father is even worse than the Beis HaMikdash. Is his school, so Chanina gave a drosha, he learned, his school, who metame, he paskin that this Zach is Talmid, they were arguing and saying, no, it's Torah. Who oyster? The Bechanina asked it something. They matim, these two Talmidei Chacham said it's mutter. His hichra zalayim. So now he changed his mind to Bechanina. He said, these two people, they're not great Talmidei Chachamim. Hichra zalayim, anosh lo, these two people, shall shavahim, they're saying false. Shall toyuhu, they're not worth anything. Like he is scared, he said they're no good now. They're arguing with me too much, so they're no good. Omrulai, Talmidim said to Bechanina though, Banisa, you already built them up, you already said the great Talmidei Chachamim, the Yafti Yochalist, you can't break them down now. Kvar Gradat, you already made the wall already, the Yafti Yochalist, you can't break the wall down. So Omalehem, so then Abchina spoke to them. Mifneima ani metame viyatim matirim. How come you're arguing on me so much? Whatever I say, you say the opposite. Ani yoise viyatim matirim. Whatever I do, you do the opposite. Omalehem, so now they told him. Mifnei sha'ato ma'avir shonim, we come to make a machor k'neged you. Because we heard you're in Bovel now, in Golis, and you'd be ma'avir shonim, you're making an ibiyor. The kavei echadoshim, the chutzloritz, and you'd be kavei, you're making mashkar shechutzloritz. Omalehem, so Mechlini answered back, what's wrong? I hold this mutter. Va'alo yakiva ben Yosef, ho ye ma'avir shonim, the kavei echadoshim chutzloritz. I'm not the only one. A friedik, Akiva also was ma'avir shonim in chutzloritz. Amrullah, they said back, there's no sushtel you to Akiva. Hanach Rabbi Kiva, leave alone, it was good. He had a heter to be Koveya Chadoshim in Chutzloritz, Shloihenia, Kemoisa, Beretz Yisrael. That's halachon. If you're the greatest Talmud Chacham there is in the world, nobody is bigger than you in Eretz Yisrael, then like you had the din of a Sanhedrin, and you could be Koveya Chadoshim even in Chutzloritz. So Akiva was the greatest, he didn't leave anybody like him in Eretz Yisrael. Now, Shankar, they meant to say, you though, you left Talmidei Chacham and Eretz Yisrael greater than you. Similarly, you don't have the head to be Ma'avir Shonim. Omar Lehi Yitzhak back more, Bechlina. Afani, me too. Lehi Nachti Kemoisi Eretz Yisrael. I don't believe anybody as great as me. I'm the greatest Talmidei Chacham. He meant it Lishmo. He was the greatest Talmidei Chacham. Similarly, thought he had a head to do it. Omar Lehi, they told him no. Gideon, hey, the young Talmidim, when you and Eretz Yisrael, when you left them like Gideon, like a small goat, Shenachta Nasu Tiyoshim Bale Kanaim. They became big ones already, with horns on themselves. There's a Talmidim that you left over, now they steig boys, and they're talking even greater than you. V'heim shagrun v'tlachan, they sent us to you. V'chein omru, this is what they told us, that v'chein omru lonu, this is what they told us, l'chu v'omru lo, that we should go and tell you, Reb Chanina, v'shmeinu, in their name, im shemeya mutiv, if you mekabu, we're telling you now, you're not allowed to be kovei Rosh Chodesh anymore, mutiv. If you're not going to recover from me, we're putting you into Nidui. What you're doing is also, we hope. The Omrun, the Achim, the Shabbat, and even tell all the people around him, the people in Berlin and Golis, Im Shemim, if you listen.